It's Candy O 742. Stand by, Mariah Carey next.
I would rather be in the field of animation. You know, feel like I could be myself, yet someone different at the same time.
Bringing a world perspective to today's news.
Why voiceover? It's powerful, it's creative, it's cool.
Oh yes, voiceover is cool, but it's not as cool as Talking Shop with Dan Lothian and Law Lapidus.
What's that? It should be Law Lapidus first, then Dan Lothian?
Eh, they'll fix it in post. This is Mic, Camera, Action.
Okay, all right. We're rolling.
So, you know, here's something that comes up all the time, and I know you're going to give me the answer to this question, Dan.
wait, you say that with such confidence.
I'm hoping. Here's a common question in our industry.
Okay, shoot.
Should I quit my day job?
Well, it depends how good your day job is.
Well, let's say hypothetically, they don't work. They don't want to work the day
job.
They want to really work full-time in the industry, if there is such a thing as full-time in the industry.
Right.
And, you know, what is the line that you really go whole hog, 100% in and say, I'm not working any other job. I'm just going to commit my time to this.
I think it all depends on how old you are. And the reason I say that is because, obviously, if you have a family, you have responsibilities, you know, you have to really measure your risks, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you just come out of college, you don't have a mortgage, you may not even have a car payment, you can still live in your parents' basement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're 26 or under, you can still get health insurance. So it allows you to essentially quit whatever job that you have just to pay the bills and to go after your dream and maybe give it a year or two. But you have to carefully assess your personal situation before you make that leap. I think in general, my advice is always don't quit the job until you feel like there's some real traction there, you know? Oh, that's
sorry
right.
About that. It's okay, honey. I should have told you. We also were missing Brendan, so.
Yeah, so they.
Okay.
Someone just invaded our studio space here.
My goodness, a lot of invaders.
I know.
And here comes the best invader of them all.
That's
Darth Invader.
Brendan.
Brendan.
Oh, and he knocked my microphone over and everything. Unbelievable. Man,
wow.
It's like a
that's
storm.
That's called studio etiquette right there.
I know. It's like a storm just rolled
I
in.
Know.
But. So in case, since you're just rolling in, we're talking about whether you should quit your day job to pursue your dream. And I think, you know, I talked about how this is, it depends on how old you are. But I think it also, you know, my overall advice is that you need to try the job in the media, or at least, you know, try to get a lot of different jobs and see if whether it's sustainable. You know, are you getting something that's a one-off? Are you good enough to really turn it into something that's full-time? And as the money starts coming in and as you're feeling more confident in it, then I think you can do the math and make the leap at that point.
So what I'm hearing you say, Dan, is it's kind of a step-by-step process. It's not a take a 100% leap from one life to another, but really move through it step-by-step, carefully, cautiously, right? Until
exactly.
you figure out really where you need to be.
Right. And again, on the broadcast side, if you're in journalism, there are two paths that you can take. So there's a full-time job kind of thing. So then you could obviously quit your day job if someone comes up and offers you a full-time job to work for a network. That's a no-brainer, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. But what a lot of young people are doing now, as you know, is that they're freelancing.
Right.
They're looking at seeing, can I put together a portfolio that will allow me to have a very nice life where I can support myself and then eventually support a family? And I think that's the issue. You know, should I quit the day job at maybe a network in order to really pursue all these different ventures that I want to do? That's a little risky if you haven't tested the waters in a big way and you don't have enough clients lined up or enough opportunities lined up that can keep you from, you know, being out there on the street without a roof over your head.
Yeah. And, you know, on our side of the industry, we're very careful about advising clients to quit your day job and just, you know, jump in, because the reality is so much of what we do is contracting. So
exactly.
we're contracting gig by gig, job by job. So if you think of yourself, we oftentimes, you know, use the analogy of a tradesman. If I'm a carpenter, or if I, you know, I'm a carpet layer, I am a tradesman. I have a craft, I have tools, I need to keep up on the industry, I need to be marketing myself so I can get more customers in. In essence, you're always starting jobs. You're always starting, you're always finishing.
Right.
You know, and once in a while, you may come across that, you know, regular full-time position. Certainly, say if you're on radio, you may get a full-time position as a radio host, as a good example. But as an actor, as a voiceover talent, as someone on that side of the industry, you have to be prepared to hold on to that day job, sometimes even for life, or hold on several jobs that are flexible in nature, that allow you to continually go to auditions and be flexible to do gigs.
And that's not a scary, bad thing necessarily. You know, you might be listening to this and saying, oh no, then why should I do this? Because I really want to do it full time and I want to have 50 different jobs in order to make it work.
Right.
But one thing I found was kind of interesting. You had an event at your offices several weeks ago with an agent in the Boston area. And someone asked the question, how many people are doing this full time? He was giving examples of people who he represents. And he was talking about how much work is in the area. And you go, how many of them are doing it full time? And I was surprised because he said very few of them are.
Right.
And okay, we're here in the Boston area. And so therefore that's a little different than maybe out in Hollywood. But I have to think that it's the same kind of thing, that there are people out there, unless you're just a kid out of college and you can sleep on someone's floor. It's difficult. The competition's stiff. To just jump into this full time.
Absolutely. It's true no matter where you are. I mean, this is a smaller market here in New England, but it doesn't matter whether you're in New York or LA or wherever you are. You're working your way up the ladder and you're really getting known, and you really have to have stability as you do that. You know, and as we see, it gets more and more complicated as talent gets older, simply because oftentimes, you know, they may want to get married or have a partner where they buy a home or have children, and then all of a sudden they have financial responsibilities that they must attend to that their craft may or may not pay them for, or may or may not pay them for consistently.
Exactly.
So you have to have that, if anything, emotional, not just financial consistency of saying, I have something going on every day. And then on top of that, I'm flexible and available to attend to the calls. It's a specialized lifestyle. It's not for everyone, right, Dan?
That's true.
It's not for everyone.
Of course,
is it for Brendan? I don't know. We're still finding out.
Still finding out.
Of course,
the jury's out on that.
The other thing you could always do too is just marry up. So you have someone who makes a lot of money.
He's not excluding any of that.
Right.
But you know, there's some truth to that.
No,
I had
definitely.
A colleague who said to me jokingly, but the truth was underneath, this is a great career for a dentist's wife. And I said, wow, that's an interesting way of putting it. Because, yeah, sometimes we have found people who have, you know, husbands and wives and partners that are supporting them financially,
right. So there's not that pressure. Right.
So it takes some of the pressure off of them.
Right. It certainly does. Yeah.
For sure.
And I think that, you know, when I look at all the opportunities that are out there, sometimes there are things that you really want to do, and then there are other things that maybe you can do in small measure that you may not necessarily enjoy in the industry, but you do it to bring the money in. And so my next point on this would be just diversify your portfolio in terms of what you want to do. So yes, you want to be characters in an animated movie, right? And you're just getting little bit parts on TV shows or whatever it may be. That's what you really want to do. And you're trying to do that full time. Well, maybe you have to do these other gigs, right? That you don't necessarily care that much about, but they can bring the revenue in. I think if you diversify the portfolio that you have, then it increases the chances of being able to take that leap and leave the day job.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And who said, you know, in any industry, in any job, that every job you get, you're going to like.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
that would be kind of unrealistic, wouldn't it? I mean,
exactly.
There's a lot of, you know, schmutz, quite frankly, that you have to do. Or we always, you know, joke and call it muck and maya, which means that there's some dirty jobs you have to do sometimes. But you have to remember that as you go through those jobs, you learn something. You learn something about your process and about others that is going to be invaluable for you when you get the job or the position. You're going to say, wow, I'm so glad I interned, or I'm so glad I worked at that place that I didn't like for a year because I learned so much about what I can use now. Right. And so looking at your jobs, nothing is a waste of time. Nothing is, you know, out of bounds for your career. Everything's a learning process.
What is... Oh, did the refrigerator go on? I'm hearing...
Is that the generator?
Yeah. I mean, we can...
Isn't that funny? I didn't hear that
before.
We can unplug it?
It almost sounds like... I thought there was a helicopter or a plane flying over.
You know, the
over.
Other thing, too, is, I mean, the clock is ticking, too.
No, it's not. I don't hear the clock.
I mean, there are big trucks that drive...
I think it's... I don't know why we haven't heard it before, but...
Do you want me to unplug the fridge?
Well, it's there already. I mean, I think as long...
I mean, now that you call attention to it, I hear it.
I haven't heard it. It can't be that that's the first time it came on, is it?
I can't imagine. That's perfect timing.
Well, it's there. That's pretty loud.
It's louder than normal.
It sounds like it's... Should I do something? Is this in here?
Yeah, unplug it and see what happens.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, okay. That was it. Okay.
All right. Do we need to start again?
No, no.
Did you play back? Did you want to listen to the quality of it?
Yeah, let's see.
To hear what's in the background?
It wasn't. Just wanted to bounce off of something that you said earlier about being the kinds of jobs that you get that might allow you to try different gigs in the industry. Teaching is a great one because.
Teaching is a great
one. Yeah, you're locked in for a number of months. And then you have maybe 2 or perhaps even 3 months free time. You even have some time, you know, holiday breaks where you can go and sort of build your chops and your portfolio and see whether or not it's something that really will work. And then you can transition from teaching into acting.
You know what I love about teaching too, Dan, is it really tests you on your knowledge base.
True.
I mean, you really have to know your stuff in order to teach it and teach it well.
Exactly.
So if you're an actor, say, it's great to be able to teach acting or some form of acting, even if it's to kids. Little kids, teenagers, whatever. It just tests you in a way of how extensive is your knowledge base, and also how well can you communicate what you do in a different way.
Exactly.
And make a little bit of money,
right?
Which is really cool. But there's a whole bunch of jobs you can do.
Right.
I mean, do you have some jobs like off the top of your head that people can...
I think that on the acting side or voiceover entertainment side, just get into the industry. So your day job could be working on a set. So maybe you want to be in front of the camera, but you do something off camera that can provide some stability. Maybe you're working in a production office, doing office work there, which gives you health insurance and gets you the full-time paycheck. Mm-hmm. But even more understanding when you have to ask for some time off, perhaps, to go and audition for something. But you can, I think you brought up a good point about teaching, you know, about what it is that you want to do, because if you are in the industry, you are learning, right? So if you, let's say you want to be a reporter and you don't want to go out on your own as a freelancer just yet, but maybe you go and get a job working on a desk in a newsroom or as an associate producer out in the field, you get something full-time in the work you want to do so that you're gaining experience along the way. So it's not sort of a cold start when you do make that jump, but it's from a much more well-informed and powerful position.
And you could be someone like Brendan, who comes into work, our production assistant Brendan. He drinks 12,000 cups of tea, right? he tests all of our community snacks.
Oh, lovely.
And we throw everything Brendan's way, right? What's one of the worst jobs ever that you have been thrown so far working at our studio?
Working here? Yeah.
Oh, well, he's not going to be honest. Come
no,
on.
He could be honest. He could be honest. I'm nice.
Partly setting up for the Asian night. Walking up and down the basement.
Oh, yeah. Physical labor.
Oh, walking up and down what? What is it?
The basement.
Oh.
There is a basement here.
Right. What do you keep down in the basement?
I can't say that.
Oh. Well, stay tuned for the podcast
where
we reveal.
Those are clients, Dan. Yes, who do not pay.
They lock them up in the basement and bring them up to audition.
You thought you heard voices. That's what you're hearing.
But another point, too, I think, in addition to locking people up in the basement, that another point is that when you, if you get that day job in the industry, so it's not exactly what you want to do, but you do get that day job, you get to meet people. And, you know, we've done other podcasts on the importance of making connections. Yeah. But that's another case where if you are at least in the ballpark, right, you're not outside on the other side of the fence trying to break in, but you're there. Now you're meeting people. Maybe you're a receptionist and you're seeing these high-powered agents come by all the time or whatever it might be. You are there getting some face time with the people you eventually want to replace.
Right. Right. That's exactly it. And what just happened this morning, now that you speak of it, a quick example of that. We have a client in-house at our studio this morning studying voiceover, works at a radio station, knows his Pro Tools, knows his editing, but he wants to get to the next level of his voiceover career. So sure enough, you and I are podcasting, and you run into him, and there's a conversation there, a conversation of you meeting this client. And I'm telling you, the impact of that happening, certainly for my client, could be life-changing.
Right.
To be, you know, we oftentimes talk about have that happy, inspirational moment. Well, it's unintentional oftentimes.
Exactly.
It's not something we can plan. It's not something on the agenda. It's the best moments that happen are the ones where we're all together, we're creating the project, we're working towards the common cause, and then that great stuff happens.
Exactly. No, you're right. Now, the other piece of advice that I would give, if you're out there and you're thinking, should I leave my day job? I approach every major life decision by making lists. I am a list. I don't know about you, Brandon.
Dan.
Do you like making lists?
I like to say I do. I rarely actually get to make a list. No, okay.
Well,
I'm desperately trying to get him to make a list.
So he's gonna.
Shopping's about it.
Oh, come on. Okay. Well, we're gonna work on him because I think this is an important tool, not just for this, but in anything in my life. I've always made one column, and it will be that the column will be okay. Here are basically the pros of doing this. Here are the things I want to do, and here are all the great things that can happen from that. Right. Yeah. I want to do this. Eventually that will lead to this. I want to make this much money, you know, sort of the best case scenario of what could happen, right? If you go ahead and quit your day job. And then the other one will be, you know, sort of the liabilities. That's your liability.
Right. Okay. The pros and cons, right?
It's pro and cons, right. And this one is more of, okay, if I go now, here's the potential danger. If I go in terms of monetary, if in terms of experience overall, if I make the jump, it's, you know, here are some things that potentially could go wrong. And then I look at it and say, okay, which one, you know, sort of weigh them and how does that scale balance out? And if on the negative side, there are just way too many liabilities, if I, you know, it's too early, I'm going to end up being broke, whatever it is, then it's not time yet to quit your day job. On the other hand, if all of the great stuff, you know, outweighs the negative stuff on your lists, then perhaps it's time to make that leap. And so really, it's a personal thing. Just sit down, make those two lists, and then see who wins.
I like that. I like that a lot. And I am one of that universal club that is the list makers.
Oh, great.
We should start a club. Call them the list makers.
Of America.
Yeah, with the stickies, the colored stickies all over the place.
Can we get jackets with patches on them?
Right over the sink, you know, turn the knob to the right. Stick hands under the water. Yes.
And then we'll have a convention, the list makers convention, and then we'll charge folks to attend the convention, and we'll just hand out lots of pieces of paper, and it'll be very quiet.
And as people show up at the door, we'll say, are you on the list?
That's right.
Right, there you go. So, you know, seriously, when you write things down, it's so important. I'm always after my clients, please write things down, take notes, because when you do that and you create that list, it holds you accountable and responsible in a new way. Does that mean you're absolutely going to do it? No. Does that mean it absolutely will come to a fruition? No. But it means you're taking that next step in the process to make it real. Get it out of your head.
Right.
Make it real.
And you see it.
Yeah,
right?
You see it. You have more chance of achieving it, right?
Exactly.
So when you going back to your day job, should I quit it? Should I not? Well, you'll never be able to answer that question. But if you pull out a piece of paper and a pen and you start writing down, what would I like to be doing? What am I doing now? You're going to make a lot of discoveries about yourself and which direction you need to go, right? That's basically what you're saying.
That's exactly it. And so you have that list now. The other point that I would add is talk to somebody else who has made the leap. Kind of someone in your same situation, and it can be one person, maybe it's a couple of people, but I would reach out to someone and have that heart-to-heart talk. I want to quit my day job. Tell me how tough it is or how easy it is or what it is that you think helped you that can also help me. And I know I did that a little different in that I was moving from full-time work as a journalist for CNN to wanting to go into business for myself. And before I made the leap, I spent months and months doing my due diligence of talking to other people. I did make those lists, and I was ready to make the move. And even with that, there were still a lot of challenges that came up. There were a lot of unexpected things that I wish I had heard. Now I impart those, and in other podcasts, we'll be talking about various different aspects of going out on your own. But I wish I had even had more conversations with people, because if you can talk to someone who's already been down that highway, they can tell you about the pothole, that sharp right turn, that fake turn that ends in a dead end.
Yes, you can avoid that.
You can avoid a lot of the heartache that other people have already gone through.
Right. And I would say, too, to piggyback onto that point, don't be upset if someone says don't quit your day job.
Right.
Because what they're saying is hold on to things that help support you, help define you, and help make you more comfortable and confident in what you're doing. You don't want to always feel like, you know, you've been pushed off the rowboat and you're just trying to get back in that rowboat before you drown. You don't want to have that feeling. You want to have the feeling of, I have a life going on, and this one job doesn't really define my whole life. And that sense of consistency, that sense of ritual is really important for people. And it could be a simple day job, or it could be other things that you're doing. Maybe you're a homemaker at home, with your children. You know, should you give up that entire schedule? Probably not. You know, probably wean yourself out slowly and feel out the industry and see where you belong and where there is work for you before you jump in.
Exactly. And, you know, I think ultimately we want to be as transparent as possible. It's not always going to be easy. Yes, there are a lot of great stories out there about someone who was driving a truck, and there's not anything wrong with that. Some people love, I have a nephew who drives a truck for a living and just loves it. But people who are driving a truck and all of a sudden they release a video on YouTube, and next thing you know, they have a TV show. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happened recently with a kid who took a little video with his mom's iPhone and he got a TV show. Mm-hmm. And those things happen, but I think that's like lightning striking. Actually, lightning striking you 10 times in a row as you stand on the same street corner.
That's right.
And you survive.
That's right.
While you're hanging on to a brass, a metal rod.
And there's no such thing really as an overnight success, because those people that happens to, they have their own set of challenges that they have to work through, you know? And sometimes it's getting a TV show all of a sudden and then having to change your whole entire life to accommodate that TV show. I don't know if the audience realizes that, for instance, if you get into a reality show, you will have to deal with a 25-page contract where you sell your life away.
Exactly.
You have to change your entire life. And can you imagine thinking about if you have children or if you have roommates or if you, you know, have a partner and they have to agree to it. They have to go along with what your dream is.
But if your Band-Aids are made out of, you know, $100,000 bills, then all of a
well,
sudden
maybe you can
sore.
Persuade them.
Yeah,
but...
exactly. It's like, oh, I know you're going to have to sleep on the floor and in that room over there so the cameras can be here, but we'll give you $1 million for
exactly. it. That's what we call be careful of what you wish for.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes you actually get what you wish for and you don't realize how challenging it can be.
True, true. But honestly, it is, it's a very competitive business. And there are more people wanting to do this than there are positions and opportunities for all those people. And so you have to, and in other podcasts, we will talk about how you can stand out from the rest of the crowd to give you that edge, that upper hand in getting a gig or getting locked into a network position. But it is very competitive. So be prepared. You have to steel yourself. Maybe work out in the gym to get stronger muscles.
Just like Brendan. That's right. Every day he's at that gym.
Paint some
getting ready
oil.
For competition.
Yeah. Put some oil on your back so disappointment will just roll right off.
There you go. Like water off a duck's back.
Exactly. Perfect. Exactly. But yeah, be prepared. We don't want you to think that you're going to, you know, you're going to try this and in 2 months it's going to happen. But I think we're offering you some tools to help you make that decision. And when you make that decision, to help you do it successfully, full time.
Perfect.
For the rest of your life.
Perfect.
Or until you decide to step down and retire.
And here's a great vision for everyone. Here's your visual. You know that duck we just mentioned, that little cute mallard
quack,
that
quack,
you know at the local
quack,
pond?
Quack. There,
thanks for the
by.
Sound effect, you guys.
Quack, quack.
Okay. Just take a look at that duck next time you go to the pond. That duck is beautiful and just gliding over the top of the water, right? Mm-hmm. So serene. But look at that little duck's feet under the water. That duck is paddling like crazy.
Exactly.
He's going nuts.
Motorboat.
Just
motorboat.
To keep himself afloat and keep himself looking serene, right? So just know that even if you get that chance to quit your day job and get that full industry job, you're going to be like that duck floating and doing your thing, but just paddling like crazy to keep up underneath.
So remember the duck.
Quack.
That's right. Thanks for joining us. This was fun.
So then I was like, do you want to see my Neumann?
Dude, we're still rolling.
What? They're still listening? Don't these people have homes?
Well, since you're still with us, check us out at lalapitascompany.com and littleparkmedia.com and look for Media Monster, the Learning Hub programs. Everything from coaching to podcasts to media events and very cool and necessary seminars and workshops.
By the way, did that lazy tech director ever fix the intro on podcast?